Hello, Roy. This is Lorenzo again. I'm the owner of the Pilot. You left a note in my car 2 days ago. No, you know what? I appreciate you leaving a note, but you know what? I just want to know what part of my car you hit, because I'm not sure. I checked the car and did not find anything. So, yeah, please call me back, okay? Thank you. Hello?
Hello, Lorenzo?
Yes, is this Roy?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
So I got your note.
All right.
But you know what? I didn't see I didn't see anything on the car though.
Well, did you look on the top up above the door?
What do you mean on top?
You know, just along like a long streak just kind of on the edge, on the side top, like right on the edge.
Which side though?
I think it was the driver's side.
Driver's side?
Yeah, I was skateboarding and I flipped up.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, skateboarding, and I did a grind all along the top of your car, and I landed perfectly. I didn't crash or anything. I landed perfectly.
What do you mean, on the roof? Or?
Yeah, kind of on the roof, but like right at the edge of the roof. I did like a grind along the edge. It almost, like it's such a perfect streak, grinding streak. It looks like a racing stripe. It actually looks, it's hard to tell it's even a scratch. It looks really good, really. If you ask me, you
so,
should.
Oh, you were skateboarding.
Yeah.
So that means your body hit the car.
No, not my body. The bottom of my skateboard. Okay. The metal between the axles, the wheels.
Okay. How did it hit that car, though?
I jumped.
You lost your balance?
No, I didn't lose my balance. I was doing it on purpose. I got a whole bunch of air, and then, you know, usually we grind along, you know, handrails and along curbs and stuff. But I actually, I'm really good at, you know, making my skateboard jump up. And I'm able to get up, you know, like 5 feet off the ground, and I just grind along the side of cars.
Okay. So you're saying it's on the driver's side?
I think so, yeah. It's hard to tell because your car looks kind of like it's one of those. You can't tell which side's which.
Then you said it's on top of the door or something, or?
It's up just along the whole side. Because I grinded starting on the back, and I grinded all the way to the front, and then down along the side of the windshield. If the sun's hitting it just right, you can't even tell because it's such a perfect line. And all along down by the side of the hood, and then I landed perfectly.
Now, hold on. So what do you mean? You grinded on my car?
Yeah. And then I did an ollie.
No, you know what? I'm kind of lost. How can you grind on my car?
Well, I'm just really amazing at like making my skateboard jump up pretty high in the air, 4 or 5 feet, and I just did it perfectly, and I just grind it all along the side of your car.
Why would you do that, though?
Well, because there was two, the guy parked next to you, he was parked a little close, I guess, or wait, no, was, I don't know, there wasn't.
No, why would you grind on cars, though?
Because it's an easy way to get through tight spaces. I just jump up and, like, grind all along the side of the car, and then I get through easily. And
hold on, I'm not, but when you say grinding, I'm not really sure.
It's a challenge.
What you mean?
Like my skate.
What you mean?
Oh yeah. Well, imagine I take my skateboard in my hand, and you know the bottom of it's metal where the wheels hook on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take that with my hands and just scrape it all along the side of your car, along the roof. That's what I did. Except I wasn't holding it in my hand. I was standing on it. So like, you know, the full weight of my body was pushing down on your car and just scraping the roof.
Scraping the roof?
The trucks, the chat room tells me. Those are called the trucks. The you know, the metal part.
Hold on.
Is it sunny out right now? Because if the sun's hitting it just right, you probably won't even notice. I'm part of a skateboarding street gang. We do this all the time.
Yeah, but so you're saying about scratches, though, right? Not dents.
Yeah, no, not dents. I'm sorry. I maybe I got the terminology wrong. I thought a ding meant scratch. Yeah, it's more like
so. It's more of like scratches. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's more like a deep cut all along the side of the car.
And that cut was made by the axle of the skateboard.
Yeah, or as the chat room calls it, the trucks.
The truck. Because I can't picture how it happened though, but I don't know.
Like, you know when you do an ollie and you just kind of jump over things, over little things?
I think I see what you mean.
Oh.
Yeah, I see the scratches right
here. Yeah, starting from the back all the way down to the headlights. Like Tony Hawk.
So
I'm basically like Tony Hawk.
Well, I know that guy, but I mean... So you're saying the accident of the skateboard was on the side of my car?
Yeah, the side.
It's like you made the side of my car like a ramp or something.
Yeah, like a ramp, sort of. Except not at all. Actually, not at all.
Isn't that the right thing to do though?
I thought leaving the note was the right thing to do because I felt kind of bad afterward.
No, I mean, why would you do that on cars though? Why would you?
It's a challenge. It's fun.
Not for us, though.
Oh, yeah.
Not for the car owners.
I wasn't thinking of you. I was just thinking of like, holy crap, look at this. I've got 5 feet of air. And then your car was there, and I just landed and grinded all along the side.
Okay. So what are you going to do about it, then?
Well, does it look that bad? I didn't think it looked that bad. Because, really, it's such a perfect grind, like a perfect stripe. I just thought it was okay.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I see them right now.
Them? No, it's more like one single deep cut all along the side of the car, from the back to the headlight.
Okay. How old are you, dude?
I'm 42.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you think I'm 42?
No, but I mean, why are you still doing skateboard at that age?
Why wouldn't I? Skateboarding's fun. You shouldn't quit something just because society says you have to quit when you're a certain age. All the cool 42-year-olds skateboard, like me.
Yeah, but you don't do it on cars, though.
I do.
Why is that?
I do it on cop cars. Like, it's so... I'm. That's how rebellious I am. At 42, I have grinded on cop cars, and I don't even leave them notes.
Okay. So what if you do more damage than, like, scratches?
What, like if someone opened their car door as I was doing it and I hit them in the head?
No. Yeah.
It's never come up before yet.
Okay, dude, so...
Skate or die. Skateboarding's not a crime, if that's what you're thinking.
No, it's not, but I mean...
I have the bumper sticker to prove it.
Why would you do it on cars? I mean, you can do it on something else.
Yeah, I could be like all the other people and grind on rails, but that's hardly...
No, but what if you did more damage to my car? What then?
Look, if you could get 5 feet of air on a skateboard, would you grind on rails like everyone else and curbs? That's lame. I grind on cars.
No, that's my thing. What I mean, what if you did more damage? What if you broke a headlight or something in my car?
That's impossible.
Well, you never know, dude.
No, I'm pretty careful. I would make sure I would jump off the car before I got to the headlight. Like, that's almost impossible.
Yeah, but what if that happened, though?
I'd leave a note, too.
And that's it? Just a note?
Yeah. I'd leave a note and say I'm sorry.
Okay. And what will happen with the damages, though?
Well, I'm leaving a note so I can tell you about them. So just so you know what happened, so you can tell your insurance company that it was a grind.
Oh, okay. So that's the way... Okay. So it's going to go under the comprehensive thing then, huh?
Whatever that means.
Like a hit and run. Okay.
Well, it's not a hit and run. If it's a hit and run, I wouldn't have left a note. I'd be a terrible hit and runner.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you leaving a note, but I don't understand why would you do it on cars, though. That's the only thing I don't get.
Did you look on the other side, too? Because, like, after I did one side, I did the other side. Because your car was like the perfect height for that type of trick.
Oh yeah, dude, that's why would you do that? I'm a hardworking person, you know, I'm still paying for this car and you just do that to my property.
But it looks fine though, right? It kind of looks like racing stripes.
Huh?
It's like you have a custom car now. So, you know, you're welcome.
No, you have to pay for the damages, dude.
Me? No, I don't even have a job.
Huh?
I don't even have a job. I don't have time for jobs because I'm out skating all day and grinding.
No, I think you need to look for one.
No, that would interfere with my skateboarding time.
Huh?
That would interfere with my skateboarding time.
Okay, dude. What were you saying?
You know? Yes. Jobs are for squares, man.
Yeah, just look for another car to do it on, okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the likelihood of me ever seeing your particular car again, I don't know. Unless you're that's parked at that same spot a lot, maybe it'll happen again, but...
Okay, man. I won't get anything from you. Okay.
Okay, well, skate or die.